Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've entitled this week, One Thing is Needful. And those are the words of Jesus that are actually taken from Luke, the 10th chapter, where there's an account of Jesus staying at the home of Mary and Martha. Mary was seated at his feet, listening to him, learning from him, and Martha was stressed and agitated because she was doing all the meal preparation by herself. And she spoke to the Lord, and the Lord said, Martha, you're troubled about many things. And unfortunately, I think that can be our frequent state, unless we are doing what Mary did, and that is sitting at the feet of Jesus every day so that we can have His peace and His wisdom to go through the complex situations, the warfare, the challenges that we face in today's life. All of us have challenges. And so what I'd like to do by way of conclusion is to share some things that would prohibit the rigidity that comes from an unwillingness to respond to new teaching, new learning. In other words, I've been stressing the importance of being flexible before the Lord, open to new things. Obviously, Martha felt as the hostess, there was just one thing that was important, and that was doing what was necessary, preparing for a meal. And yet, if she were flexible, she would have realized the most important thing was to be with Jesus, to hear what He had to say, to give Him her full attention, just as Mary was. And so this is a lesson for us that we need to be very sensitive to the Spirit of God in our daily lives. We don't want to get rigid. We don't want to get hard of heart, or hard of being set in our ways. That's sort of a thing that happens with old age. We tend to get rigid. Our muscles aren't quite as flexible. But even in the soul nature, that's the way we've always done it, and that's how we're going to do it. There's a comfort in doing something that's familiar. However, God wants us to be open in every season of our lives for whatever new thing God has for us. He's doing a new thing. Shall you not know it? He's asking us in Scripture, will you not be prepared and ready to receive? And if you don't have ears to hear, you could just miss it, just as Martha did, even though she was a good woman. She was doing a right and a good thing, but it perhaps wasn't the best thing because she needed to be with Mary at the feet of Jesus. And so, in the natural, we don't want to get inflexible. We don't want to get hard or rigid. But there are some examples that God gives us in the Word, and it is water and oil. And in the natural realm, water will give freshness and suppleness, softness. I'm speaking now of water and oil, because those are the natural agencies that God has given us, but they're significant and symbolic in Scripture of the Holy Spirit. There's a penetrating effect of both of them. And Psalm 109:18, and this is, of course, speaking of the retribution of the wicked, but it's talking about this penetrating effect. Let it, the retribution, the consequences of the evil, the wicked that they're doing, let it come into his bowels like water and like oil into his bones. Now, let's look at water. Well, it's a fertilizing, nourishing, refreshing component of this natural realm. Psalm 1 and 3 says, if we are planted by If we're a righteous man, we shall be as a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Isaiah 27:3 says, I, the Lord, keep it. He's talking about his vineyard. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. And if any of you have had a garden or you have houseplants, if you omit watering them at regular times, whatever they desire and need, well, they're just going to wilt and die on you. And, of course, water is referred to as a refreshing. Isaiah 41:18 says, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. There's a spiritual connotation to this. I will make the wilderness as a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. And then, let's look at oil for just a moment, a few passages of Scripture. It's a healing substance. It, and especially in true of the ancient world, now we have all sorts of things, salves and ointments, but it was used extensively in the ancient world as a healing benefit over wounds. It also, of course, has an illuminating influence, not only in terms of oil was used in lamps, they were lit, oil lamps were lit, but in Revelation 3:8, the Lord Jesus says, anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. And of course, there's another reference. I won't take the time to read it, but in Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 3 and 4, if you remember, that was a parable that Jesus was speaking of the wise and the foolish virgins. There were five that were wise and five that were foolish. And those that were wise had oil in their lamps because they needed to be ready for the approach of the bridegroom. But the foolish virgins, they were doing the same thing, waiting for the bridegroom, but they didn't bother to get oil. They didn't go to the merchants and buy sufficient oil for their lamps. And so the door was shut, and they were very foolish in the actions and decisions that they had chosen to make. 1 John 2:20 says, but ye have an unction, or an anointing, an oil, if you will, from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Everything that's that, of course, does not refer to the whole complexity of human wisdom or even spiritual wisdom, but you know all things that pertain to your life right now. Verse 27 says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. Isn't that a consoling thought? It stays with us. It doesn't go and come. It, regardless of our feelings about it, sometimes we don't feel the presence of the Lord, but he doesn't leave us. Ye need not that any man teach you. The Holy Spirit is a wonderful teacher, but as that same anointed teeth teacheth you in all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And so, beloved, we need to be flexible, learning the things. I don't care how old we are. We may have a tremendous, wonderful knowledge of the Word, a good foundation in spiritual understanding. And yet, what I hear the Holy Spirit saying to us through these scriptures I've shared with you, we need to be flexible. We need to be open to the new things or new ways of doing the same things that He is would have us do in our lives. What does it mean to be flexible? It means yielding to influence, to be tractable or teachable, not only in terms of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our own lives, but in terms of the teaching of the Word of God. There may be new understanding, new ways of doing things, new things He would have us do. We have to be open to Him. And also, flexible means capable of responding, not just yielding, but capable of responding or conforming to changing or new situations. That's extremely important because our lives, you know, we change day to day. The circumstances of our lives can. Or sometimes we're in a new season and that requires a great deal of His grace and mercy so that we can respond to that new season. So flexible in a spiritual way means capable of being taught, being teachable, and that means yielding to God's Holy Spirit and being led by His Spirit in every situation. God has His principles, ways of doing things. He's a multi-aspected God. He's got a lot of variety. Isaiah 40, verses 29 through 31 says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint. Those that are young, that have the strength, even they'll pass by the way, they'll fall over, and they'll be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But, and this of course is referring to supernatural empowering by the Lord, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Psalm 103 and 5 says, Who satisfies thy mouth with the good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. And there's an example, I won't turn to it, you might want to read it in 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter, verse 19. David was waiting on the Lord for military strategies, if you will, and he had a victory, but he sought the Lord, and the Lord said, No, I have a different plan. Wait until you hear the rustling of the mulberry trees. And so that's another example of how we need to be so sensitive and flexible and malleable in the hands of the Lord by listening to what He would have for us at every moment in our lives. Father, we close in prayer. We ask that You would give us this ability, this capability of flexibility, of being yielded, of malleable, as clay is in the potter's hand. Lord, help us respond to Your Spirit and help us be led by Your Spirit so that we can go forth with rejoicing, with joy, with strength, knowing, Lord, that we are walking in the center of Your perfect will. You will perfect all that which concerns us. And we thank You for that wonderful promise in Jesus' name. To You, Lord, be all the glory. Praise God and praise God. Well, thank you for joining me this week. I pray you've been blessed by the word of the Lord. If you need help in any area of your life or your loved one, your family, please feel free to write the Announce Rochelle or contact information. I love you, pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.